Shop the Sherwin-Williams Spring Sale and get 35% off paints and stains March 13th through the 23rd. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, one in the books. Still two to go on the big show on a Monday. It is The Usual Suspects. ESPN 97.5. We'll be joined by the sports mappers at 3 o'clock. So a little reminder there, and also a reminder that Friday is the big holiday festivities for the listeners. It kicks off at Klein's Fine Jewelers with the bench in the morning, and that'll take you through John and Raheel with Dell, and then from 11 o'clock on with Mr. Palillo, all the way through us and the Blitz, we will be at Nick's Place for fun games, festivities. Joy will be had by all, lots of prizes, giveaways, and things like that. So lots to do on Friday. That should be fun, as well as if you want to get the morning early, get it started. Klein's Fine Jewelry, Barry's going to be there as well.
Yeah.
I'm going to try and swing by there as well before we head over. Nick, you gonna make it over to Klein's or just...
You going to grace us with your presence?
I don't know. I really don't know. I'll probably go to Nick's. I don't know if I'll go to Klein's.
You're producing for Pillow all week or just...
Monday through Thursday. When's the Christmas?
It's Friday.
Yeah, I'm not. I won't be producing Palillo on Friday.
Nope. I do appreciate you listening to me, but yeah, since I just told you when it was, but that was fine. Because really, what we should do is we should get someone to produce for you on Friday so you can be at Nick's place.
I don't want to see
that. I would. Nick, matter of fact, you weren't there last year. Nick and I did the show.
Yeah, I don't need. That's to right. I don't need to see his stupid face the whole day. I really don't.
Well, you know
that.
What he told me.
I get enough of it for this 3 hours. I don't need that.
Yeah, but you were down the hall, and Nick was on the phone. And I said, Nick, who are you on the phone with? And he said he was calling Nick's place to let them know that they should not put any of your drinks any higher than eye level for fear of you going into complete traction with your back.
I hate you.
So there's that to be prepared for with Nick's place.
Oh, I'm like the grape lady. I literally was the grape lady out of the parking lot when it happened. Oh. Maybe I won't interview her. I feel her pain now.
I felt like you were doing Gilbert Godfrey just there.
It did sound like
it. All you gotta do is scream a little
bit. Screw you guys.
It'd be fine.
Screw you guys.
So we were talking Texans in the first hour when we got Sportsy on you, and Brandon wants to get in here on Deshaun Watson. So, Brandon, welcome to the show.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What
I haven't talked to you in a little while.
What's up, man?
I've been kind of scared to call in, you know, when Nick's blasting people's phone numbers. I don't want to talk my mess and get blasted, and Barry's attacking people at 1:30 in the afternoon. You know, I get a little skittish about calling in and making my jokes, man. I'm going to go ahead and keep them to myself.
Well, the bottom line is it's working. The guys are getting it done.
So basically, Brandon, business as usual.
Less people are calling in. Less people are texting. Shoot.
Didn't cuss. He said shoot.
Dude, you got to be careful, man.
He caught himself. Don't hang up on him, Nick. He caught himself. Good job,
Brandon. I didn't hang up on him, but I
good job.
I dumped him. So.
Look, see, you talked all that mess, and then you almost got yelled at for cursing.
See, that's why you can't run your mouth. So here's the big thing that concerns me about D4 is he's had two ACL tears in both legs. He did the one in the left at Clemson, then he did the one whenever they're saying he did it. They said he did it in practice, but I don't think that's the case. But I have a question, a serious question, though. Is it more that he's only 23 and he's still learning, or is it a coaching issue?
It's a good question.
It is a good question, Brandon. Appreciate the call. You know, I tend to think that he's learning There's guys that just have, you can see. I mean, look, he got 300 yards. He basically threw for 300 yards. His QB rating was pretty damn good, all things considered. He had a 134 QBR or rating. He had a 72 QBR. It's the sacks that concern you, but that I think that's more of offensive line. Look, we talked about it early in the year, and I made the comparison because I was scared about it. But three games in, I thought, damn, this could be another David Carr scenario where he's gun-shy. They've cleaned it up a little bit. He still runs for his life, but he doesn't have a choice. If you put him behind that Philly line or you put him somewhere where there's, you know, an offensive line that's good at pass blocking, because I'm not going to sit here and dog the offensive line anymore. I think they're not great. They're not even good. They're maybe average to slightly below average.
Serviceable or above average.
Yeah, but they're good at run blocking. They've
not above average,
that.
Excuse me. Serviceable or a little bit above that.
Yeah, they're good at run blocking. They're above average at run blocking. They get that job done. It's just the pass. And I'm gonna say that until he's got a line that can protect him and we can see what he can do with a clean pocket for 3 or 4 seconds. If he still runs, if he still bails out, if he still makes bad decisions, then that's on him.
Sure.
And then that becomes a coaching issue.
But here's the thing: just to think about what you just said and think about why this whole thing should be concerning to the Texans heading to the playoffs. You just said that offensive line serviceable to a little bit better than that at best. Right, but what they do well is run block. How'd they run the ball the last two games?
Yeah.
That should be alarming, concerning, and should be a point of contention for Bill O'Brien and his staff going forward, because you know that Fletcher Cox and those boys are going to be flying around all over the place. They got a little swagger now after last night.
Yeah.
So when you're preparing to go on the road to Philadelphia, and if you can't prove that you can run the ball a little bit to have some balance, they are going to pin their ears back and they are going to tee off.
Dude, if Nick Foles gets these Eagles into the playoffs again.
I got a feeling he's going to do it.
That's just amazing. They balled out last night. And that's two. If you're in L.A., if you're a Rams fan, the Texans haven't had two good games in a row. Neither have the Rams.
I was going to say, this is exactly what we were
talking
about.
You're probably panicking a little bit if you're a Rams fan.
It's a fluke, or you're playing in winter weather against the Bears defense, so it happens. Two games in a row? And they did not let, and don't tell me Cooper Kupp is that valuable. Okay. You still have weapons. You have Todd Gurley. Todd Gurley pulling a Bill O'Brien. Where even you saw Goff, you could read his lips. All he had to do was take another step and we got a first down and he bailed out of bounds early and they had to punt the ball. And I'm going, oh my God, the Rams are like imploding right in front of our eyes with two national TV games. They don't look like the same team at all.
No. And, you know, you talk about defenses and, that's not a good Philly defense either.
Their secondary is awful.
Yeah, their secondary has been awful all year. Now, and then we talked about it on Friday. Fletcher Cox can get after the quarterback a little bit, so you do have to account for him. But this isn't a team that goes out and gets a ton of sacks. They're middle of the road and getting pressure on the quarterback in Philly. But they were after him all night. The secondary played well. I mean, you understand that the Rams had a bad game against Chicago.
Sure.
Because that defense is stout. It's a really good defense.
You can blame the weather for Goff's inabilities.
Absolutely.
And inaccuracies.
And everybody lays an egg at some point in the season. I mean, that's just, but two games in a row and against this Eagles, a banged up and depleted Eagles offense and defense. You get the backup quarterback coming in. They're down to their third string running back. And that game wasn't
good,
close.
By the way.
Yeah, that game wasn't close for most of the game. I tweeted to Holly. I was like, I see you, Eagles balling out like that.
And
let me tell you, Eagles fan does not believe. Like, you and I are sitting here going, wow, Nick Foles is back at it. This could be a run for them. Eagles fans are like, Holly tweets back and says, I can tell you why both quarterbacks suck for the Eagles. I'm like, wow, that's not, they aren't believing in Philly. But as an outsider, that was an impressive win last night for a Philly team that's fighting to stay
in
the playoff.
And they were double-digit dogs. And they were up double digits in the fourth quarter. And you're like,
crazy.
Yeah, that's a whooping right there.
Yeah.
So the Texans got to beware and be alive on this coming weekend because
the
Eagles are going to be ready at home.
How crazy is it that we're sitting here bitching about them laying an egg and winning against New York, against the Jets in New York? They have the second best record in the AFC, the Texans.
And because it happened just
they
like
are
we
in
said
the
it
driver's
could happen.
Seat. They control their own destiny to be the second, the two seed in the AFC and get a first round bye. It's up to them. If they don't get that, they blew it.
There should be
because there's no getting knocked out. I mean, oh, I saw Todd showed you some love on the Twitter.
Yeah, did it
shock you
video.
Like it shocked
it
me? I was like, look at old
wow,
Todd.
Todd's giving me some love, but
Todd
I did
usually only retweets
video.
Palillo.
Yeah. I did the sports bet video on the
No,
simple
it's basically
fact
every show
year,
except
last
for
week.
Us.
Yeah. That's true. Well, I was trying to be kind, but yeah, Todd will retweet everybody.
He'll mention
except
everybody
for
except
forgetting
for us.
Barry. Nick's resolution doesn't start till January after January 1. So don't hold.
We love
he's
you,
not going to hold back now.
We love you, Todd.
Yeah. So I did a sports bet video on just exactly that. They control
that the
their
Texans
own destiny.
Will win out.
The Texans could win out, and the fact that the Steelers would beat the Patriots. So look, if they don't slip up, they got.
Dude.
They got a home. They got a bye and home field advantage.
If you were to talk to somebody that paid attention to football but didn't know the records, and you were to tell somebody, "Hey, did you know this? The Texans are only one game worse than the Kansas City Chiefs." They would be like, "Nope, that's not even possible. Those teams aren't even close." Hey, did you know that the Texans have a better record than the Patriots? Nope, that's not even possible. Those two teams are not even close. It's wild, man. They have this. I mean, you have the Chiefs and the Chargers tied at 11-3. Texans have the second best record at 10-4 in the AFC.
And the other
unbelievable
crazy thing that
unbelievable
people probably wouldn't believe you at, San Diego Chargers have the exact same record as the Kansas City Chiefs, and they're hanging onto a wild card spot.
It's just hanging in
but
there.
But they're only one of only two teams to clinch a playoff berth, and that's with the Chiefs.
Yeah.
So it is. It's nuts
it's
right now. All right, NFL talk we can continue with. We got lots of other things to get to. We can talk some Rockets. We got stuff on our agenda, but if there's something on your mind you want to get off your chest, we're here for you. 713-780-3776. HRNP listener line. Call, text, hit us on Twitter. Usual suspects, ESPN 97.5.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. Is the Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, hour number 2, 3-hour show. It's the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. We're here, you're there, and we appreciate you because basically, right after Christmas, no one's going to be here but us. So we show you our loyalty by sticking it out during the most hectic times.
That's
in
right.
The broadcast industry. That's the way we bring it to you.
Chan says, show up to the client's Christmas party where you can watch Joel and Barry suplex me through a table. Chan knows I love him. Look, it's just I got triggered because if you call me Carlos Mencia, that's a trigger word for me. It triggered me.
You two need to learn to stop getting so emotional with
some
of these
Nick,
trolls.
Yeah, totally. You don't. I'm just glad you never lose your cool.
Never.
84453, Mr. Computer generated phone number.
I cannot wait for the first time after the first of the year.
When you lose your bleep.
I'm not going to lose it.
We need to hate.
That was the one time thing.
Oh, really?
Write that down, because I'm pretty sure...
As bad as your temper is?
Yeah.
Do you realize you have the worst temper?
I think you guys lose it a lot more than I do. Let's be honest.
That's because, we talk more, so we get more hate.
True.
If you got the same amount of hate that we got, people
like
you.
I'd be just as cool.
No, people like you, but if they really knew you, they wouldn't. And then you would get all this...
Trey's like roaming the hallways going... I don't want Nick giving out my phone number on the air. I'm not pissing off Nick. No way.
If people really knew you, they would hate you.
I don't think that's true.
And look, I know you well enough to know you have a short temper. So it's
not
going
to last. No,
you
do have a quick fuse.
No, that's...
You do.
Don't make me put a poll out on Twitter. Who's the most sensitive, Joel Berry or me? Don't make me do it.
It's not about sensitivity. We're not talking about sensitivity. We're talking about the trigger.
I'll be the first to admit Joel is the most sensitive.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I would agree with
Joel's
that.
Joel's like, why are you shooting shots at me? We're ganging up on Nick right now. I'm sorry, buddy. I just had to get one.
It's fine.
A little side shot.
But you're probably right. So it's fine.
But you, I'm not saying you're sensitive. I'm just saying you're
when you're triggered,
your temper.
Yeah, it
your
accumulates
temper.
And then it,
yeah,
then
when
I,
you're
yeah,
triggered, you go.
I admit to that fully.
Your temper. Yeah. You have a quick temper. Not sensitive.
That guy probably never uses the word bitch when he texts in, but he just caught me that one day.
And now you caught him having to buy a new cell phone
which
with
is
a
funny
new number.
Which
I'm not losing
there should be
sleep
no
over that, believe me.
For that. No. Because Trey, who thinks he's an imaging guy, you're out there, brother, and you're next. So just so you know, you've been put on notice. We know who you are, even if we don't say so.
Yeah.
And believe me, there's a watch list, and you better be careful.
Rico on Twitter said, next week's game is the battle of the skeptical fans, Texans versus Eagles. I would agree with that.
That's a pretty good call.
Yeah. And then P. Randizzle, who we had the bet going where the Browns will make the playoffs. And I'm not going to lie, I was sweating a little bit going into this week.
Don't they still have a chance?
Not really. I mean, they needed Pittsburgh to lose out, I believe.
Okay.
So Pittsburgh won last night, and so not going to happen. But he tweeted, he said, before last night's Pats game, there was a very real scenario where the Broncos or the Browns could have been in the playoffs. Not so real now. Yeah. Yeah, they had me sweating. I'm not going to lie. I was a little, because 3 weeks ago, I was like, yeah, I'm not worried about it. Going into the weekend, I was like, damn. I might have to buy wings for everybody and Cowboys and Indians as well.
Yeah, Nick, how'd you do in AJ's pool?
I think I went 0-2 this time.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Good. I needed you to go. I need everybody to go 0-2, so I don't have to.
And I meant to pick the Bengals. I felt pretty good about the Bengals over the Raiders, even without Dalton.
Yeah.
But I don't know why I didn't go for that. I went with the Patriots instead. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That was a game I probably would have stayed away from.
Me too.
Really?
Yeah.
But again, what did that teach?
Because you don't know
us,
which Pittsburgh
you
team
and I
shows
both
up.
Thought it or was a slam team. Dunk that Seattle would beat the Niners
on the road at home three and a half. Yeah.
And we both took that game and lost. I was 1-1.
Boy, that pissed me off. Yeah, I got lucky, so to speak, with my Fresno State pick. And that was just because I was tired of this stupid contest, and I just literally was like, "Fine, give me Fresno State," because it came up in our
at
picks.
What minus what
6.5?
Yeah.
They won like 30-21 or something like that.
They were both double digit wins. I took Appalachian State. Appalation State, same thing. Won like by like 15-20.
A couple texts before we get back to football. Put it in reverse, Terry, needs to be a new soundbite for you guys when someone is backtracking on a take. That's pretty funny.
It is funny.
That would be good. Somebody said, are there really that many viral videos about lawn and gardening? Maybe I missed something. Amazon Bee's brother. No, it's not. I'm not doing a podcast about lawn and gardening, which, by the way.
We should tell you something. That
boom.
Nobody cares about lawn care.
Boom.
Talk.
Really?
Yeah. The fact that you have two podcasts that you're launching and neither one of them are about lawn care.
Because I'm not, that's not what I'm known for. I answer questions, but like that's Randy Lemon's thing. Then I would be the Carlos Mencia of podcasting if I took Randy Lemon's, because that's where I learned half of the stuff I know. I'm just sharing it with the people.
Well,
no,
then maybe you should have Randy
show.
Lemon on your
but
other
he didn't
podcast.
Go viral. He's not
you don't
gone
know
viral.
That.
I know that.
There
He's
might be
not
a closet.
Viral.
Oh, that's true. You are the closet gardening portion of the population.
But I'll say this. You don't think people care? Well, then why is NASCAR Johnny sending me private messages?
NASCAR Johnny is just a nice guy.
No, but he's
right
sending
now.
Me, hey, Barry, I got clover in my yard. I'm like, it's a Saturday. I'm just chilling.
But that's my peoples.
I did. Yeah. That's my peoples. Yeah. NASCAR Johnny's my peoples. I had to answer that. I honest to God, I get lawn questions all the time on private message. People all the time, hey, bro, I hate to do this, but I'm having this problem. I don't mind.
And they're serious?
Yeah.
Like they're
I'm
DMing you?
Yes.
That's so weird.
It happens all the time. I don't know how this bit turned into me actually being the lawn guy.
Well, because you live
lawn,
it, though. You live
I do.
It. You love it. And we talk about when you're out in the yard and you're digging in the ditch and doing the weeds and wearing
your
big straw hat.
No. Somebody said, I'm 30 and I tore my LCL climbing into bed. Don't feel bad, Barry.
Oh,
that was Amazon Bee's brother. Yeah, see? I'm 44. It's difficult to put a cup on top of a car.
Need to hear some of the context and the circumstances surrounding some of these injuries. He climbed in a bed and he tore his LCL.
It's going to happen to you, Nick. Keep talking that bleep. Okay. Keep talking that mess.
Okay.
I can't wait. I hope I know you when you throw your back out sneezing. I'm going to laugh my ass off. At you when that happens, because it
right
will
now.
Happen.
You be careful in how you curse yourself, too, because injuries are the number one thing where you start laughing at everybody else and calling them out on how it happened.
Oh,
and it happened. I was playing hoops. Last time I really screwed up my ankle, I was playing hoops, and we had a guy that was notorious. Like, every time he was on the court with us, something would happen where he got hurt.
You're messing with
him. And he hadn't been there in a while. He shows up, and I go, oh, God, Jerry's here. Someone call the ambulance already and be on standby, because Jerry's going to get hurt.
Our Jerry?
No, different. Oh. A buddy of mine. Oh, by the way, our Jerry is still recovering from a torn ACL. He tweeted me this weekend on a DM.
Also putting coffee on the car. No, I'm just kidding.
No, he was at Costco. But I said this. Two possessions later, I'm running down the court and going through the lane. Rolled my ankle worse than I ever have in my life. Everybody looks at me, and there's no sympathy there. I'm like, shouldn't have been talking about Jerry Joel. I was like, you're absolutely right. I will never do that again.
Should we grab you an ambulance, bro?
Exactly.
Joel's giving the thumbs up to the rec league. Titan Hugo said, I'm 37, and we were at the mall Christmas shopping. Worst season of my life, and I couldn't even take a knee because I was in too much pain. Father Time is a mother. I agree, dude.
This is going to be kind of fun if y'all text in and tweet in y'all's funny injuries. I think it would be funny. Yeah. I bet you people have had some weird stories.
Yeah.
Have you ever had your hand, have you ever shut the car door on your hand before?
What?
Yeah.
Oof. You have?
Yeah.
No, I don't think I've ever done that. Now I jinxed myself. That's going to happen. How do you do that?
I didn't break anything. I just.
Did it latch closed and you had to open it, or did it just bounce back?
But there was
back?
A little bit of space. Between,
oh my god,
it wasn't that bad. It was in a caravan, and there's like a little bit of a.
How do you do that? Were you drunk?
I was gonna say you'd like to have that as an excuse. Yeah,
I was like, were you drunk?
I had to think about it, and then I was like, yeah.
All you could hear was Nick thinking. You could literally hear him go. You could hear him thinking.
Well, that would be a solid excuse. Like if you injured yourself, like under the influence, that's understandable. That's still funny.
Yep.
That's fine.
A pretty good excuse.
Shout out to Jared. He said, I pay for XM Radio, but I listen to you guys every single day. Usual Suspects, best radio show in Houston. Thank you, sir. We appreciate
that. Was that the total text?
Yeah.
Okay.
We turned over a new leaf, Joel.
We appreciate you.
He started saying other shows on the station sucked, and we're just not going to be a part of that anymore. But we love you, Jared. Thank you so much.
My buddy who I play hoops with, son, did exactly what you're talking about, Nick, but wasn't as lucky. Like, they had to stitch all the way around, like, the top and the bottom of the finger and the fingernail came off. And this is a kid. Normally kids are like pretty flexible, durable, and things bounce back. But like they had to reconstruct the top of his finger. That's no joke.
Damn. Sucks. Yeah.
Yeah.
That does suck.
Nasty. And I'm like, he's at the gym and I go, you all right, man? You doing all better? And he's like, yeah, my fingernail will grow back eventually. But other than that, I think it's going to be fine. He shows me the finger. I'm like, it looks like E.T. phoning home. I'm like, no. None of that.
Chris said, Texans only had 3 sacks. Where is our pass rush? Romeo needs to run more blitzes. What do y'all think? I think it was interesting because you'll see a lot of 3-man pressure. Like they're not doing a lot of blitzing. I think they feel like they can get to the quarterback with J.J. and with Jadeveon Clowney, and every once in a while they'll bring a blitz or do some stunts up front, stuff like that. But it is. I think what he's doing is he's trying to keep as many people as he can in coverage because he realizes that sometimes the secondary can let you down and make some mistakes. Plus, and that's not the strength of this team. This team is better up front with that front 7. So I think if you can afford to keep some folks in coverage, that's going to help a little bit. That's the thought process, I'm guessing, anyways. But at the same time, you do need your pass rushers to step up. Now, you didn't, you know, I thought Watt had quietly a really good game.
I was just going to say, he may not have gotten sacks.
It wasn't sacks. I mean, he had 2.
But he was disruptive. He was in the backfield.
That second sack was probably the most important one of the whole game because it happened at the right time. So big time stars step up in big time moments, and he did. He had the forced fumble, which I think he kind of got lucky on it, but he had the fumble. So I just feel like it's not – I mean, yeah, they didn't get 10 hits on the quarterback and 6 sacks like the Jets did, but they got the sacks when they needed them at the right time.
He's got to be comeback player of the year, right?
I would think so.
I don't know that anybody beats that now because the numbers just keep piling up. I mean, no one in your wildest
dreams – I mean, he was in the hunt for defensive player of the year, so –
yeah, even the most diehard Texans fans hoping J.J. came back from injury couldn't have expected it to be this good.
Right.
So, definitely he's in line for that. All right, I believe this is our guy who we haven't talked to in a while, so we'll get Jerry after the break. We'll get to see an update on the medical condition of the man who hurt his knee at Costco. But before we get to the break, I do want to tell you about Fitz Roofing. There's a lot of you that are dealing with a lot of issues with your roof on your house. Maybe it's still a hangover from the hurricane and you're trying to get it fixed. Or you just want to put a new roof on your house and you're tired of people that are coming through the neighborhood with the sign on the side of their door that says that they are, you know, roofing experts. But they're really just storm chasers, deposit thieves. They want to get your money up front and they're going to do crappy work and they're going to skip town. You don't want those kind of people working on your roof, repairing it or replacing it. The people you need to call, Fitz Roofing. They're locally owned and family operated. They're here in Houston and been here for a long time, and they are focused on helping you with your commercial and residential roofing needs. They use high-quality shingles, CertainTeed shingles, which are the best, and they're a CertainTeed Shingle Master company. Only 1% of the roofers in the United States have the criteria that get this elite status. They got it. You need it. You should call them. Their base warranties, longer and better than your average roofer can provide you, and it goes from there. Check out FitzRoofing.com, F-I-T-Z-Roofing.com, or call them 832-521-3001. All you do is call or get online, and it's a free, no-obligation inspection. You don't pay for anything, but they can break it down for you as an expert on what you need and what you got to have to repair your roof. They're an A+. They're A+ rated on the Better Business Bureau, 5-star ratings on Facebook and Home Advisor. It's Fitz Roofing and FitzRoofing.com. Fitz Roofing, making a difference one home at a time.
The most delicious app in the business and the easiest steak you can download. Wait, I think I messed that up. The most delicious steak in the business and the easiest sports radio app you can download.
Nice.
Yeah, right?
Saltgrass Steakhouse presents the ESPN 97.5 app. Download it today. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey! 90 in the books. 90 still to go in the big show. It is The Usual Suspects, Barry, Nick, and Joel. Coming to you live from the Gal Media Studios on a Monday. We'll be here all week, except for Friday. Yeah, it's a dumb song. Okay. When we're going to be at Nick's place.
Yes. Well, we'll be at the Klein's. I will be at the Klein's Christmas party. You are going to stop by.
I'm going to try to stop by before I head over, because just keep going on Westheimer and go back down to Nick's place.
That's right.
Charlie will be the first show from Nick's, and then us, then the Blitz.
Word up.
So, Yeah, this is kind of like Raheel. You mention a name and boom, it pops up on the phone line.
He's our guy, though.
I found out one thing. For as much as Jerry calls, used to call.
Uh-huh.
Because I don't know how an ACL affected your phone. Yeah.
He's too good for us.
But he used to call and be a loyal suspect. Now he's not so loyal. But here's the thing. He's on Twitter all the time. But yet I'd send him for like Thanksgiving a direct message going, hey, bro, hope the knee's getting better. Hope you're doing good.
Uh-huh.
He responded last week.
Who this?
And he responded last week with, hey, don't check this much. The hell are you talking about? You're on Twitter all the damn time.
Jerry, you going to take that?
Not true. This is your show's the only reason why I would go in there and just throw one-liners in there. But I do appreciate it nevertheless. And I did see how old that message was, and I felt kind of bad about that.
Yeah, so. You totally should.
But thank you for caring. You're the only one that cares. I don't see any messages from Nick or what's his name?
Oh, nice.
Barry, the Barry horticulturist the over there.
Thanks. You wonder why I don't send you messages? You don't even know my name, Dick.
I know your name. I mean, you're there's like, only one. You're so unique. Can never forget you.
Gee, thanks, Jerry.
Yeah, but once you guys, start making Gal some money and you can get a satellite that can reach the outskirts of Houston all the way over in Missouri City, I would listen more. You know what I'm saying?
Get that app, bro.
I was going to say, ever downloaded app an app? Because
I know.
I mean, even
that's
if you don't
I
use
did.
Twitter,
today,
your
I said,
phone
enough
works.
Is enough. You don't, what's that?
Even if you don't use Twitter, your phone works because you're on it right now.
That is true. I said, you know what? I got to show some respect to the boys. Joel's throwing me some love. I got to reciprocate. So I appreciate that getting there. But yeah, I had to defend you guys against Nick because Nick gets triggered real quick. That's how I know if I start heckling Nick, that I'm going to be on the phone for about 15 seconds before he gets rid of me. So.
That's
so
right.
With that being said, I will throw at least one insult at my good old boy Nick. But he shouldn't make fun of people like getting injured climbing into bed. Have you seen that guy's belly? He's gonna have some back issues real soon.
Oh man,
get out of here, dude!
Hey,
Joe, perfect ass eyebrows. Get your ass on out of here.
He was sitting on that one and waving.
Get
and
your
boom.
Ass on out of here.
Oh, you ran him. We love you, Jerry. Don't. That is too funny. You knew. I'm glad he waited. He got everything
he
out
knew.
Of the way
he
first.
Did. He knew.
Yeah, he had that in his
smart
back pocket.
Play, sir.
Yeah.
He was like, "Love the show. I'm sorry, I haven't been. I missed you guys. Nick is fat. I'm out." And then he just ran.
Go pluck your eyebrows, Jerry.
Now, Nick. This is a guy. I'll remind you that tore his ACL playing pickup basketball, not by making a cut or a move. He went to try and defend a guy. Went knee to knee with that guy. That guy's fine. Jerry tore his ACL.
He got soft knees. He got granny knees.
Yeah.
A couple of folks texting and tweeting both said something that you and I probably agree with. Luck actually might get comeback player of the year. That's a good call.
I think it comes down to who makes the playoffs. If they both make the playoffs, obviously Luck has had so many problems, but so has JJ. But probably at the quarterback position, you might get a little extra love.
Yeah.
But we'll see, because JJ gets a lot of love and a lot of publicity.
I mean, he was in the running there for a while for Defensive Player of the Year.
Yeah.
So,
I think that's going to be between two guys.
Still third or tied for second in sacks.
And I'll tell you this, because I had to watch it firsthand yesterday.
Uh-huh.
But for as many people thought that Aaron Donald should get it hands down, Khalil Mack's making one hell of a case.
Boy.
He had a sack with his back yesterday. I don't know if you guys saw this or not.
A back sack?
He was trying to spin around the offensive lineman, and he hit Rodgers facing the other way and just swung his arm around and got like a half a sack. He took him down with that.
Wow.
Yeah, dude is just so disruptive. It's crazy.
I wanted to look up the numbers because I thought Andrew Luck's got to be top five in most of the passing categories. You feel like that, right? Like all the hype and how well
top
he's played.
Five, but I mean, he's been playing really well.
Okay, so
when
he's
Mahomes,
seventh
Breeze.
In passing yards. Okay. Tied for seventh with Phillip Rivers in passing yards. So I was like, oh, well, that's, that's really good. 34 touchdowns, 13 interceptions. Not bad. That's second in the league in touchdowns.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I thought like I felt like his yardage might have been a little higher. You're right. I thought maybe five. He's somewhere around seven. But touchdowns, he's up there. So,
yeah.
Even though this team may not make the playoffs, statistically, he's having a really good year. Good enough to where if you're with all of the arm talent that exists right now in the NFL and all the pass-happy schemes that are out there, to be second in the NFL in touchdowns, ahead of Breeze, ahead of Rivers, ahead of, Wilson, that says a lot, man.
And
so,
you now know why Le'Veon Bell is considering the Colts.
Yeah.
Because as long as you know that Andrew Luck is right,
you got
a chance to win, and then you provide the balance in what they're really lacking.
Yep. I would agree with that.
That would be a big pickup, and that's why he's considering playing with the Colts. So we'll see how that plays out. But, yeah, if you're a Texans fan, not only do you want Le'Veon Bell for your team, you damn sure don't want him going to the Colts.
Oh, hell no. Nick opened up this can of worms on injury, so let's get a few out now, and we'll get to some more in the next segment. But, first of all, NASCAR Johnny said, I have faith in Nick. He won't be mean to another listener in 2019.
Thank you, NASCAR Johnny.
Until January 4th.
Thank you, NASCAR Johnny.
So there's that. People are texting in their injuries, like their most ridiculous ones. So I'll just start at the bottom and start reading some of these. I went too fast down a fire pole in a barn because I was drunk AF and broke both of my feet. I got surgery on the left one and currently have a plate in it.
Oh.
Anytime there's alcohol involved, that's usually going to be like when you have a ridiculous injury.
Can I just ask a question?
Sure.
You sure it was a fire pole? It was in the barn. You may be using that for something else. Put a little haystack, put a little stack of hay around it. And, hey, party in the barn, baby.
Keith said a flagpole latch broke while I was taking a flag down the other day. Snapped my pinky in half.
Oh, my God.
And the bone popped out. That's disgusting.
Mm, get a Joe Theismann pinky.
Right? Mm. And then last one, and we'll get to break. I turned 30 on Thanksgiving Day. Threw my back out, jumping out of the truck for Thanksgiving dinner.
Wow. That's a double whammy.
I'm still having issues a month later.
Back issues are no joke.
30.
Man.
30. I'm 44. I feel so much better now. 30 years old. Got excited about Thanksgiving dinner. Blew his back out. There
Time
you go.
Out. Someone tore their LCL getting into bed.
Yeah.
Let's just not,
bad.
Let's just not get too excited
that's
here.
Great.
That's got to be the worst.
Oh, that's funny.
All right, we're going to continue to roll on as we continue to have more of the show to get to. Knee deep in hour number two, but we still have third hour to get to as well. So if you want to join us, 713-780-3776. You can call, you can text, you can hit us on Twitter. Before we hit the break, again, if you have a golfer on your holiday Christmas list and you're looking to find the perfect gift, I'm telling you right now, it might be the name. Not not be the name in clubs that everyone knows, but believe me, you're going to know about PXG Golf Clubs. Some of the best golf club engineers that have ever designed clubs are now all together under one roof, and they're designing PXG Golf Clubs, and they are the talk of anyone and everyone that plays golf. The ball's going to fly farther. You're going to get a softer feel, more distance, higher launch angles, and the accuracy is going to be better and more forgiving than anything you've ever hit in other clubs in your bag. And the reviews say the exact same thing. The quotes are like, absolutely remarkable, best golf club out there. PXG Tour pros describe them as undeniably the best, the real deal, and they're the ones that are fitting you and telling you what clubs to buy. And on tour, they are successful, and that's why PGA players are playing these clubs, because they've won on every major tour around the globe and even a college national championship. So if you want to get what everybody else is talking about, check out PXG.com, because these clubs are going to be better than anything you've ever hit, and you can get fitted for them right here in Houston at the Golf Club of Carlton Woods in the Woodlands. Call 844-PLAY-PXG, 844-PLAY-PXG, or visit PXG.com to book a custom fitting now. PXG, nobody makes golf clubs the way they do, period.
Warning, warning. You're listening to ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, back on The Usual Suspects, hour number 2, 3-hour show. We've had some fun already today. Hopefully you have too, as we continue to roll through a Monday on the, what is this, the last Monday before Christmas?
Winter solstice. I have no idea what that is even. I don't know what winter solstice is. What'd you say, the last Monday?
The last Monday before Christmas, because next Monday's Christmas no. Eve, right?
So there's still one more Monday before Christmas.
No, actually Christmas Eve is Christmas. Oh, here we go. Now we've opened can of worms.
How is Christmas Eve actually Christmas? It's the eve of Christmas. So it's not Christmas.
Because a lot of people celebrate on Christmas Eve. Some take it all the way into the morning. And I think a lot of people would tell you,
Joel,
that when they celebrate as a family, Christmas to them is Christmas Eve. When I grew up, we celebrated with the family on Christmas Eve.
Are you done?
Maybe. Depends on what you say.
Is New Year's Eve New Year's Day? Is December 31st the New Year?
It's a holiday, Barry.
Answer the question.
Holiday in Webster's for definitions, does it say it's 24 hours? A holiday could be a weekend.
No.
That's Memorial Day weekend?
No, that's just people trying to sell you stuff.
Nope.
The actual day is the day. Nope. You can't change that. New Year's is not
Christmas
December 31st
New Year's
of 2018.
Are the eve and the day.
I won that.
Suck it. Nick, what do you
got? Who won, Nick?
You guys are looking at me like to be
who won? Yeah, who won?
I think it's pretty equal, so y'all should continue to fight. Go ahead. The debate is about equal.
See?
Yeah. Why don't you go put your coffee on the roof of your car?
Yeah, there's one Monday left before Barry's right. I hate to say it.
Oh, kiss my
Before
ass.
Christmas Day. Mm-hmm. Just saying.
So technically, I won. All right, back to some of these injuries, and then we'll talk some more sports. I'm 23 years old, and I sprained my MCL getting into a Ford F-150.
That's You're going to be an old-ass 33-year-old, let me tell you.
Joseph Martinez tweeted that in. Pink Valkyrie chimed in with hers. I was moving out of a house and tried to move a garbage bin full of bricks, and it fell on my knee.
Ugh, well, garbage that sounds bin. Like that will hurt, but that didn't sound like
a... Who the hell makes a garbage bin full of bricks?
Yeah, what?
Well, yeah.
That's the better question. Good point.
Well, they're out there to build a wall? You never know.
I think somehow she'd be opposed to that.
I thought you knew your Trump right there.
I think she would be opposed to that. All right, a couple more injuries, and then I have a sports text that I want to get to about Philly. I destroyed my back turning to turn off the light in my son's room. I'm 35. That's from Chris Householder. Just as simple as turning off a light switch. Boom, destroyed his back.
Well, now he's got a weight belt that he can use to support it.
Yes, that's right. Hey, Barry, this is the real cue. A coworker threw out his back and missed several days of work, making up his bed in the morning. Now, I wonder if that was just like, I don't feel like going in for the next 3 days. Oh, oh, my back is hurt. I threw out, I was making the bed. Although I could, I mean, I was putting a drink on the roof of the car, so maybe I shouldn't throw stones.
Well,
making the bed? I can see that though, because you're stretching, you're extending.
Kind of, yeah.
As you read these, you know what I'm thinking? The parlay into the next one is going to be all the sports injuries of the people.
Well, I won't read those.
This like is Trevor just about, Bauer in a drone when you're trying to pitch in the playoffs.
Somebody said Wednesday's theme should be songs about old age. Hey, put it on the list.
Not bad.
Not bad at all. Not bad at all. This is Demetrius. He had a recommendation for my podcast, Get Chewbacca Mom. On the list, Demetrius. Great minds think alike. I would love to have her on and be like, how did you milk that for all it was worth? I bet she got paid. Some of these people get agents.
Really?
Like the guy, do you know who Scumbag Steve is?
No.
So have you ever seen that meme of the dude in the fur coat with the hat and then they make a bunch of like funny jokes about, he's just, it's some dude, like some rapper from Boston that they took a picture of and he has an agent. And he, all he is it's a picture of him that's been used in memes for years and he's got an agent.
Wow.
It's amazing. Grumpy Cat.
Making a lot of money?
Yeah. I don't know if he makes money. I'm going to find out if he'll do my podcast. But Grumpy Cat is a freaking cat, has an agent.
Cat's dead now, isn't it?
No, that's Keyboard Cat.
Oh. Okay.
Grumpy Cat is still alive. A cat, I don't have an agent. A cat has an agent. I don't have an agent. That's depressing. I can't get an agent, but a cat, a stupid cat.
And I'm assuming a lot of these people that have gone viral, they didn't even expect to have an agent, but it made sense for them to get an agent after the fact, right?
I think there's more people
calling
them
than me.
It's not
like they knew they were going to be, they were going to be going viral and they were going to get an agent.
I'm Grumpy Host. I don't have an agent. Damn
it. That right.
Hey, you shut up.
Hey, by the way, we haven't heard from Jerry in how long, and now all of a sudden two tweets after a phone call?
Mm-hmm.
Don't be excessive, Jerry.
Well,
can
he said I cut
too.
Him off short. I didn't know I cut him off short.
Yeah. As kids would say, you know how we were talking about dripping?
And we were being called old for using the word.
People were tweeting us this weekend. Man, that shirt is dripping, Barry. or on Instagram, somebody put that shirt is dripping
too hard.
Yeah. Kid from Kid and Play, when I worked with him a couple weekends ago, he kept saying the most. Instead of, you know how like nowadays we'll be like, oh, that dude's being extra right now. He kept saying, that dude's just the most. He's being the most. I was like, is that something new? In the back of my mind, I'm going, God, I'm old and white. I have no idea what the most is. I had to go look it up.
Did you go to Urban Dictionary?
No, I just kind of, I put two and two together. Okay. I figured he was like, yeah, he's just the most.
I would have looked just as baffled as you.
Okay, well, that makes me feel better.
Yeah, I would have.
Because you're so hip.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, you guys are idiots. I knew that.
You knew it? No, now you're just being the most right now.
Well, that's every day.
Fun fact, the Texans are 0-4 against the Eagles all time, and the Oilers were 0-7 all time. Houston is 0-11 all time against Philadelphia in football. I didn't know that.
I don't even know
if that's true.
But we read it on the air.
So
it must be.
No, but I read it for a different reason.
Okay.
I read it for a different reason because they brought up the fact that the Oilers, just in general, just bringing up the Oilers, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday, watching, I don't know if it was post-game or what, but they were talking about, it was either a halftime show or a post-game show, but they were talking about Derrick Henry in the game that he had against the Giants and how he went off for, another 170 yards. And, you know, the game before that, he had a great game as well on the ground, over 200 yards.
Mm-hmm.
Said within that two-game span, I want to say against the Jags he had I'm pulling up right now. Against the Jags he had 238. So 170, 238, that's 408 yards in two games. Breaking the franchise record.
I know where you're going.
Set by Earl Campbell.
Yep.
And I threw up. I threw up when I heard that. I was like, whoever said that can kiss my ass. That is not a franchise record for the Titans. That record belongs in Houston.
We've talked about this before with the retired numbers and everything else.
Titan Hugo, I love you, buddy, but damn that. Those records belong in the city of Houston. It made me so sick to my stomach to hear them say, well, that's a franchise record for the Tennessee Titans breaking Earl Campbell's mouth. Oh, God. I was like, don't do that. Don't please. And
no,
I get that.
You.
And I know that they're in the, you know, I'm not so like when I see like Steve McNair and Eddie George and stuff, that's okay because they were with the team here and then
and
it moved.
There. Right.
And I get it. When they got to the Super Bowl, the LA Rams game and all that. I get that. But when you start talking about Earl Campbell and, you know, Ray Childress and Mike Munchak and all these great...
Bruce Matthews, Bourne Moon, any of those
exactly,
guys.
Exactly.
I said this to you like six
months ago.
God,
that makes me sick.
They did the ground level coming through the tunnel at Tennessee and looked up, and all these retired jerseys were there.
Blah.
And I'm like, not one of them. Not one of them played in Tennessee.
None of those people in Tennessee appreciate that because none of them watched it. None of them went to the Astrodome during Love You Blue and saw Bum Phillips say, you know, this year we knocked on the door. Next year we're going to kick that
sumbitch
in. Yeah, like no one saw that. Makes me sick. Ugh, God.
Kick that sumbitch had a little bit more flavor than just knock that thing down.
But, well, he said, yeah. But that's what he said, I believe.
By the way, Christina and El Cusito agree with me. Christmas starts on Christmas Eve. Just
a little break.
Hey, you know what? Before Christmas, if you're having people at the house, I've got a suggestion for you. Get to Gallery Furniture, because if you've got people coming over and you're not too sure about how good your furniture looks, you can go to Gallery Furniture right now, and you can guarantee yourself that whatever you see on the showroom floor can be delivered to your door in 3 to 4 hours. No exceptions. What Max says in the commercials is exactly what they're going to do. They're going to save you money. They're going to deliver the furniture the same day. Buy today. Get it within 3 to 4 hours of your purchase time at your door. And there's no back order slips. And they have furniture for every room in the house. They have deals going on across every one of the stores. And the showrooms are absolutely loaded with the best furniture from brands like Stickley, Stearns & Foster, Tempur-Pedic. All solid wood American-made furniture, leather and upholstered furniture, all waiting for you. It's going to be there for you. They're going to take care of you. And there's only one place to go when you need furniture in Houston. Go where I go. All my furniture is from Gallery Furniture. And what Max says all the time is exactly what you need to hear, because it's what you want the most. When you go to Gallery Furniture, Gallery really will save you money.
ESPN 97.5. Hello, America. It's your new favorite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two fourths of the British podcast No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts, we do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.